news now of another hospital under severe pressure in dealing with the volume of patients turning up to the emergency department. Tralee University Hospital reportedly told some patients yesterday that while they couldn't send them home, that the wait would be very long and they might want to consider going home. One of those patients was Joe Nuttall, who will be 73 this year and suffers from a painful condition. He told me earlier how long he'd been waiting yesterday and what happened.
Well, firstly, I waited from 4:30 when I registered, and actually, I only saw the triage nurse. I never saw a doctor at all. At 9:30, a member of staff came in from the main hospital, a nurse, and said, "Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry, but we cannot take any more people. We have a total meltdown position. We have... the hospital is full. There's no spare beds. There are 50 trolleys around the building, of which they all have people on them. 11 of those 50 need a bed. So the chances of you being seen tonight and dealt with are pretty remote. So you'll be looking at the morning, probably. We are getting a member of staff in, a doctor who's coming in later, and she will hopefully help the backlog. But if you're not really emergency, although I can't tell you to go home, I would suggest that it might be better that you come back in the morning." I took that advice because I actually, in one of my conditions, I've got COPD, which is chronic obstruction of the pulmonary disease. Now, for that, I need a breathing machine at night because I stopped breathing, which I hadn't got with me, which they don't have in the hospital. So the only way that I was going to be guaranteed that I was going to wake up in the morning, because at the moment I stopped breathing perhaps 13 times a minute, was to actually go home and do it. And I don't know what to do now. I've been on to my doctor, I've been on to all sorts, but that's the score.
Patient Joe Nuttall speaking to me earlier about his experience yesterday. Well, John Brazel is the Fianna Fáil TD for Kerry and party spokesman on primary care and community health, and he joins me now. John, what is your information about what's happening at the hospital there in Tralee?
Okay, Carol. Well, as Joe pointed out, with his experience, they're extremely busy. They're looking at about 120 admissions per day, which would be well above normal. And I suppose for Kerry, being a tourism county, most counties would experience a reduction in population over the summer with people being away on holidays and whatnot. But in Kerry, our population over doubles to more than 500,000. So the hospital then has a knock-on effect from that. I think there are 32 people on trolleys. That's those who are admitted, and many more who would be on trolleys but not yet admitted and waiting, either undergoing some treatment or being seen to. So the situation is at crisis level, Carol, and the hospital are doing everything they can to deal with it. But at the same time, you know, there's other factors at play here, and issues that I have been raising continually in the Dáil and with the Minister for Health. The first and foremost being the one around home care packages, whereby people who are in hospital and are suitable to go home but cannot get the support they need to be discharged, and they are taking up very valuable beds in the hospital that could be used for those people down in A&E. And the second big factor is in 2016 there was a national bed review carried out. There are 33 beds in Kerry University Hospital available right now. If they got the staffing and the upgrade, the money to upgrade the wards to make them available, that target was reduced to 22 for 2018. And as of now, we're in July of 2019, and none of those 22 beds have been fully sanctioned. So that has now become a 2020 target. So a combination of beds that are there available but not being used, difficulty with home care packages, and increased in numbers has given you the perfect storm. And we are now under severe pressure and trying to deal with it on more or less a fire brigade service.
And Deputy Brazel, just in term of the increased visitors into the area, this is something that happens every year and is very foreseeable. I mean, Tralee is one of the highest volume visitor areas in the country. Surely somebody has thought of putting contingency plans in place. Is that not your job as a public representative as well, to make sure that contingency plans are put in place?
It's certainly my job as a public representative to highlight it and request it, but unfortunately it has been falling on deaf ears. And another issue that raising with the HSE is that the Kerry Cork Hospital Group, and you know, we act as a group, as a financial unit, but unfortunately not as a clinical unit. And whereas I would see the ability for the hospitals in Cork to have some staff sent down to Kerry to help out with critical situations such as this, that should be happening, but it doesn't happen. So, you know, the HSE need to get their hospital groups functioning as a clinical unit.
Okay.
In order to improve the situation, because it does happen every year. There's also issues around the Garda services being similarly stretched, but for Kerry University,
the hospital is the big thing.
With the influx in population for the summer, we need extra resources, and that has been pointed out time and time again.
Okay, there is a media statement in from University Hospital Kerry, and they are saying that they're extremely busy and experiencing significant overcrowding in the last 24 to 48 hours. They are advising GPs to tell members of the public to only come in case of a genuine emergency. However, they note that if members of the public are seriously injured or ill or are worried that your life is at risk, the emergency department will assess and treat you as a priority. So that is the latest in from the hospital there in Kerry.